68% of secondary school students here want a hybrid Leaving Cert state exam model this year. That's according to an online survey carried out by the Irish Second Level Students Union. More than 40,900 responses were gathered from students across the country. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said the option of offering a hybrid Leaving Cert hasn't been ruled out. A decision will be made by the government in the next few weeks. Let's talk now to the General Secretary of the Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland, Kieran Christie. A very good afternoon to you, Kieran Christie. And welcome to the programme. Now, I think people will know that the ASTI has already come out against a hybrid Leaving Cert. You say that the traditional exam should go ahead this year. Are you at all swayed by the views as expressed by so many of those who'll be sitting the exam, the Leaving Cert students themselves?
Good afternoon, Brian. We in the ASTI would point to a number of problems associated with running a hybrid model this year. Now, we do acknowledge that it's a difficult position for everybody, but on balance, we are strongly of the view that the established Leaving Certificate should go ahead this year. We would point to the fact that adjustments have been made and more could potentially be made in relation to examination papers and so on to accommodate or to account for the disruption to face-to-face teaching that has happened to this cohort of students and so on. But we particularly point to the fact that the two previous processes had as a major element in the process to ground it and to give it coherence and to give it credibility from the point of view of statistics and so on, a necessity to inbuild their junior certificate results. Now, that situation is a major problem this year because many of the students who would be leaving CERS this year did not undertake the established junior certificate as we know it, so that data wouldn't be available.
If they skipped transition year, they'll be in that category.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, but on the other hand, teachers know their students. They have a very good understanding, surely, of their strengths and weaknesses. They carry out classroom tests on an ongoing basis. Does that not form the material that could be used to make an assessment?
Well, we'd look at it in a different way. The current Leaving Cert students are currently preparing for a variety of non-written examinations and practicals and orals to take place this spring. And by the way, additional time has been bought, if you like, for these students in the sense that the orals this year are going to take place across the Easter period. But the point I would make is that, if a new apparatus in the form of a hybrid model is put in place, a lot of time will be put into devising new provisions and new examinations to underpin that model. And we believe that the time would be better spent shoring up all the work that's being done and building upon that to prepare for an established Leaving Cert.
Well, here we've more than two-thirds of the Leaving Cert students themselves as surveyed, and it's a big survey, you know, more than 40,000 respondents. More than two-thirds of them, 68%, saying they want the hybrid model. That's the one that they have confidence in, and given what they've experienced over the last 2 years, it's the one they say they need. Now, what kind of weight can and should be given to a finding like that?
Well, as you know, we in the ASTI and indeed the student body, the ISSU, are participants in the Education Stakeholders Group that meet regularly, and we're meeting later this week. And I'm sure all the stakeholders, including ourselves, will be listening very carefully to the arguments that are being made by the students.
But are they not the most important voice, Kieran Christie?
Oh, absolutely. The students are at the centre of all of this. But we firmly believe that the established Leaving Certificate is the process by which their learning can best be vindicated this year.
Yeah, but they don't.
Well, as I say, we will be listening carefully to what the students have to say, but and we will also be listening very carefully to what all the other stakeholders have to say. But we would point out that, there are practical problems. What happened last year cannot be repeated for the reasons I've said earlier on. So it's actually not on the table, the hybrid model that was done last year.
No, it would have to be adapted.
It cannot be repeated in the manner in which it was done.
Yes, and I think that's a point that's well made. But they've also, these students, this particular group, have faced huge disruption. They lost many months of teaching during fifth year. There have been further disruption caused by perhaps being close contacts or teachers being out. So they have had a very disrupted Leaving Cert cycle, and they're saying in this survey that needs to be acknowledged, faced up to and accounted for in the way the Leaving Cert is conducted yet again this year.
And of course, we acknowledge all of that, although I will point out that, you know, there was remote teaching. I think you said that there was months in which they received no teaching. There was remote teaching across the period of disruption last year. But we're in a difficult situation. But our view would be that there is potential for maybe further adjustments to be made with regard to the papers that are being set, and channel our energies in that respect rather than trying to devise a whole new model that doesn't equate to what happened last year or the previous year.
Right. Kieran, just finally, the ASTI or union has joined calls for this minute silence, this moment of respect and reflection tomorrow morning as the funeral takes place of Aisling Murphy, a young teacher murdered in Tullamore last week. An opportunity for teachers at primary and secondary level to show their respect and solidarity with the family and her friends and her community.
Yes, of course, we wish to be associated with that minute silence tomorrow, and I have no doubt it will be carried out in every school across the country in relation to this absolutely horrendous loss. The lady was obviously much loved and multi-talented, and she'll be an enormous loss to her family, her community, and also obviously from the teaching profession.
Kieran Christie, General Secretary of the ASTI, thanks for talking to us here on the News at One. Back with more after this short break.